And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
There are many signs which show the coming back of Jesus, but what is the most important and why? Well, first of all, we need to understand that if the Bible gave us 100 signs that showed when Jesus was coming back, all of them would be equally important, for all of them would have come from God's Word, all of them would be inspired, all of them would be revelation from God. Therefore, they would be of equal importance. We don't take the Word of God and take one thing that He says and show it as being more important than something else that He says. For everything that God has given to us is important. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So quoted our Lord to the devil as he was being tempted. We then need to turn to the Bible and see what signs of His second coming are actually given and give all of them equal importance. Well, in this case, it's going to be very easy to do so. For the Bible declares that there are no signs of His second coming. Now, I know that's going to be surprising to many. Oftentimes, we see preachers on television, we hear preachers on the radio explain to us all of these many prophetic signs that demonstrate when the end of time will come and when Jesus will return. However, when we turn to the Bible, we leave the passages in their appropriate context, we read it honestly, we see that no sign of His second coming is ever given to man. One of the passages that is often referred to is that of Matthew chapter 24. Here there are many signs given, and these signs that are given are sometimes referred to as signs of the Son of Man, or the coming of the Son of Man. And many jump at these and say, this is the second coming of Christ, this is the end of the world. Or sometimes they apply it to some period of time in a premillennial timetable, which the Bible also does not support. However, when we go back and we read these passages, we see that Jesus is actually giving signs that would show Christians of that first century when the destruction of the city of Jerusalem was going to take place. He refers to this in some places as the coming of the Christ or the coming of the Son of Man. The Bible often uses phrases like this, not to indicate the physical coming of the Christ or the coming back again of the Christ, but rather to refer to His coming in judgment against some nation or some people. This, of course, occurred in A.D. 70 when the Roman army besieged the city of Jerusalem and destroyed it. Now, how do we know that these signs, specifically of Matthew 24, and any sign in the Bible in places as the coming of the Christ or the coming of the Son of Man? The Bible often uses phrases like this, not to indicate the physical coming of the Christ or the coming back again of the Christ, but rather to refer to His coming in judgment against some nation or some people. This, of course, occurred in A.D. 70 when the Roman army besieged the city of Jerusalem and destroyed it. Now, how do we know that these signs, specifically of Matthew 24, and any sign in the Bible, does not apply to the second coming of Christ? How can we make a blanket statement like that? Well, we do so because of what the Bible teaches. If we turn our attention to Matthew 24 and we begin our reading in verse 34, Jesus tells His disciples, "Assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour," here He's referring to His second coming, "of that day and that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only." And He goes on to explain it'll be just like it was in the days of Noah, that people didn't know when the flood was coming. They didn't know when to expect it until it actually began to rain. So it will be when Jesus comes again. Men will not expect it. Rather, we will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Life will be continuing as everything is normal. And we will be surprised. He will come when man thinks He is not going to come. We need to understand from this that the signs that the Bible gives apply to other things. God's judgment against various nations. Finally, here in Matthew chapter 24, God's judgment against the Jewish people and their economy in destroying the city of Jerusalem and the temple in A.D. 70. But none of these signs in the Bible apply to the second coming of Christ. They simply cannot. For He has said that no man knows of that time, that there are no signs of that time, that it will be a surprise. We need to accept what the Bible says and not allow ourselves to be fooled by some man who claims to have some key to unlocking these prophecies of the Scripture. I hope you'll find that answer helpful, and I hope that you will continue your study in that area.